Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. We bless you, we magnify you for yet another day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. We went to bed, you woke us up this morning, and we say, blessed be your holy name. Everlasting Father, Lord, for all that you have done for us, we cannot condemn all, but we know, Lord, that in all situations, you are there for us. No matter what we might be facing, you are ever there for us. And we say thank you. Even when we are not faithful, Father, you have remained faithful. Glory be unto your holy name, Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Lord, we commit today's broadcast in your hands. And we pray, Lord, that you will speak to us individually and collectively. At the end of the day, Lord, let everyone that partake of this program have something to take away. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, I thank God for your life. And today I will be discussing with us what I titled, Saw Clearly. Saw Clearly. May you be able to see clearly in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever have blocked your vision, whether I blocked your eyes spiritually or physically, the Almighty God, by the power in the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will be able to see clearly. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will be able to show you the path to your success. You will not walk in darkness again. The light of God will illuminate your path. Every step that you are going to take shall be ordered by the Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm taking my text from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 22 to 25. The Bible says, Mark 8, 22 to 25, it says, and he came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, did you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see people, but they look like trees walking. Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, do not even enter the village. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The man was able to see clearly. When he was brought to Jesus, he was brought to Jesus as a blind man. He was brought to Jesus as a blind man, but by the time he was leaving, he was able to see. May you have an encounter with the Lord today. As you listen to the word of God, the word of God will be able to open your eyes and see that which you ought to see. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, every form of blurred vision comes to an end this day. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, from that passage that we have read, we can see there that the man met with Jesus. I want us to know that where you are determines who you meet. Where are you? You want to recollect that the first question God asked man was that, where are you? Are you where you are supposed to be? Brothers and sisters, where you are determines who you meet. This man was at the right place at the right time. May you be at the right place at the right time in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will guide your footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you imagine if Jesus was there and that man was not there? Or that man was there and Jesus was not there? He would have missed his miracle. You will not miss your miracle in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace for you to be at the right place at all times, the Almighty God will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in that passage that we've read that some people, that means we ought to say his friends, they brought this blind man to Jesus Christ. They brought him to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, since you have become a Christian, since you have given your life to Christ, you are a born-again Christian. How many people have you brought to Christ? How many people have you invited to the vineyard of the Lord? This man was brought to Jesus. If his friend have not taken him to Jesus, that man would not have received his sight. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we have been given the great commission to go to the world and preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and bring people to Christ. May you have the grace, may you have the strength, may you have the energy to bring in people to the vineyard of the Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, as you go, the Almighty God will give you the boldness for you to speak the word. As you open your mouth, the word of God will come out from your mouth. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This man was brought to Jesus and he received his sight. The Bible said, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him. They did not only bring him to Jesus, but they interceded on his behalf. They prayed to Jesus that please touch this man. Please heal this man. How many people are you praying for? Maybe some of us are not even praying for ourselves, not to talk of praying for any other person. But brothers and sisters, you and I, as born-again Christians, we have that responsibility to stand in the gap, to pray for the lost souls. Every day of our life, you have to make it a duty to stand in the gap on behalf of those who have not met Jesus, to pray that indeed God will touch their heart, that indeed God will turn their heart of stone to a heart of flesh, that they too will begin to see clearly. Because if you do not know Jesus, you cannot see clearly. Not until you come to him, it's not possible for you to be able to see clearly. So these friends brought that man to Jesus and he received his healing. I want us to know that you are ordained to be an helper of people. God has called you and I to be helper, to be a blessing. There is no way water will pass through the pipe without the pipe being wet. So it's more important for you to pray to be a blessing than to be blessed. Because when you are a blessing, you are already blessed. You are already blessed. And the one way of being a blessing is for you to bring people to Christ. Is for you to stand in the gap. This man will never forget the people that brought him to Christ. He will never forget that. These are the ones that brought me to Christ. These are the ones that stood in the gap. You know that the interesting thing here is that this man himself did not even pray. He did not even ask Jesus to heal him. The Bible says, and they begged him to touch him. They begged him. The people begged him. So brothers and sisters, you have that responsibility. But at the end of the day, this man, he was healed. And you can see what happened there. The Bible told us that Jesus took the blind man by hand and he led him out of the village. So brothers and sisters, even when you are given opportunity in life, you are your own after that opportunity has come. This man was brought to Christ and this man had to continue to walk with Jesus. Somebody has brought you to church. Yes, he has brought you to church. Then you should not face Jesus. You should not face Jesus. This man, Jesus held his hand and he took him out. He took him out. He spent time alone with Christ. Are you spending quality time with God? The more you spend quality time with him, the more you have your clear vision. For you to have that clear vision, spend good time with the Lord. So this man spent time with Jesus. Initially, he was not able to see properly. He was saying that he saw people like walking trees. But the more time he spent with Jesus, the more he can see clearly. The more time you spend reading the word of God, the more knowledge, the more understanding you have, the more revelation of the hidden mysteries in the word of God that you will have. So this man here, Jesus took him away from his friend. He took him away from his friend. There are friends that will take you to a particular place, but then you need to be grateful to them. But at the same time, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility in the kingdom. There are things that you have to do. And this man, one of his responsibility here was that he humbled himself. He allowed our Lord Jesus Christ to spit on his eyes. That high level of humility. He humbled himself. He didn't question Jesus that, why are you spitting on my eyes? No, he humbled himself. He surrendered himself. He allowed Jesus to lead him out. Brothers and sisters, have you surrendered fully to Jesus? Have you surrendered fully to him? Are you just carrying the Bible? Are you just bench warming in the church? Or indeed you have fully surrendered to Jesus? In that indeed you have surrendered everything. Many come to church and they bring in all their burden, their yoke, and after the service, they take it away with them. Brothers and sisters, take your burden to Christ, surrender them to him, and he is ready to relieve you of those burdens. He's ready to make things work for you in as much as you surrender to him. We may say, I have surrendered. No, you are just saying it in your mouth. Your actions doesn't show that you have surrendered. Let it be visible. This man followed Jesus. He followed him willingly. He followed Jesus Christ willingly. Jesus held him in his hand and he followed him. Are you following him willingly or you are following him grudgingly? Are you doing the work of God grudgingly? When you are told to do something in the house of God, are you doing it grudgingly or you are doing it willingly? Because you know that you may be obedient, but may not be willing. And you may be willing and not be obedient. So the two of them have to go side by side. He did it willingly. He followed our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you can also see here that Jesus spoke the word to the man. He spoke the word. The word, the Bible tells us in Psalm 103 verse 3, say, who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Jesus is ready to heal all your diseases. He's ready to take all diseases away from you. But you have to be ready to follow his instruction, to do whatever Jesus tells you to do. The more you do that which he tells you to do, the greater the chances of you being who God wants you to be. God will help you to surrender to him fully in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You can see that this man was not static. He was moving from one place to another. Why? Because he was following our Lord Jesus Christ. For you to grow in life, you need to follow him. The more you follow him, your growth is guaranteed in Christ. Brothers and sisters, it is only in him that truly we can be able to see where God is taking us to. When he's holding our hand, Jesus held the hand of this man. He said, you cannot see? He said, I will teach you the way to go. He held him. He directed him. Allow Jesus to counsel you. Allow him to teach you. He will continually speak to him. Jesus here was having a conversation with this man. He was having a conversation with him. I mean, conversation is more or less a form of prayer. He was speaking to him and the man was answering. And he said, then Jesus laid his hand on him. He opened his eyesight. His sight was restored. Your sight will be restored this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In as much as you are following Jesus, in as much as you are doing the will of God, the Almighty God is ready to give you your sight, is ready to give you a clear vision, and indeed will give it to you. So brothers and sisters, if you are listening to me today, if you are not sure even that you even know this Jesus, why don't you come to him? Just like these people took this man to Christ, I am calling you again. I want to bring you to Jesus. I want to bring you to him so that you can see clearly, so that you will no longer walk in darkness. So why don't you accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and as your Savior? And just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins, wash my sins, and cleanse me. And I promise that it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will be with you. He will keep you, he will guide you, He will direct you. He will counsel you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will not allow you to fall. He will not allow you to fail. He will not allow you to falter in the mighty name of Jesus. You will make steady progress all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. You will not be stagnated. Every chain of stagnation that have held you bound, they are broken this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.